The true crime story of the year so far broke this week as handsome medical student Philip Markov was arrested in a series of robberies and the murder of an erotic masseuse. The combination of an unlikely good-looking suspect, sex worker victims, and the role that Craigslist played in matchmaking the murderer with his prey proved irresistible for cable news and major networks alike. The morning shows in particular sought to answer the question, how could a non-inner-city, non-crack dealer possibly rob and kill? And for the answers, they turned to the experts. Here's James Allen Fox on the Today Show being interviewed by Meredith Vieira.
What goes through your head when you look at those images? What do you see?
Well, that he is so calm and collected about the whole thing. I mean, a certain degree of arrogance, feeling that these women are appropriate victims for him. These women were sex workers in his mind. They just didn't have the same rights as everyone else.
And here's criminal profiler Pat Brown on Today with Matt Lauer.
He's probably a little resentful of the life he's leading, that the pressure he's been under all his life to do this and to do that, to be the medical student, to go to college. And I'm guessing he's probably said things before how he doesn't really like this, but people maybe have maybe ignored a little bit of this.
And here she is with a slightly different slant on the CBS Early Show.
He has a hatred of women, and he wants to abuse them, and he wants to control them, and he wants to do things to them. So he has this particular method he's used, which is a robbery, but he could easily go on to sex crimes or anything else. He just loved tying them up and having that power over them.
Why, absent any direct contact with the suspect, would major news organizations entertain such wild speculation? Joining us is forensic media psychologist James Ritzenbaum, author of Soundbiting the Hand That Feeds Them, The Art of the 5-Second Quote, and a new book to be released in June, Serial Fillers. Dr. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
I want to begin with your concept of serial fillers. This is a play, I gather, on serial killers.
Serial fillers are serial killers, but what they're killing is time.
Okay, so when at some point this week, Matt Lauer asked his guest, it was a criminal profiler, about the time gaps.
One of the things that struck me about this as these crimes were unfolding last week is how quickly and how frequently they were unfolding.
What did you see?
Obviously, I saw a man whose obsession with time had more to do with himself than the Craigslist killer. This is all about control, controlling the segment, controlling the viewer, controlling the guest.
We're looking at that tape right now.
Pat, let me just bring you in here, Pat.
Lauer is leaning forward.
No, no, he's not leaning. He's lurching. This is a very aggressive, very troubled, very sick man filled with unresolved issues over Katie Couric. And someone should probably dig up his yard. Okay, right here. Turn up the volume.
There were like three crimes in a couple of days here.
This is a man crying out for help.
Crying for help? Really?
But is this not working? Nancy Grace ate it up. Do you want something different?
I'm good. Thanks, Dr. Jim.
Thank you.
James Ritzenbaum's new book, Serial Fillers, will be published by Angstrom Press in June of never.
This is On the Media from NPR.